Leading off of the Baltimore 8 will be Charlie Lau. He is scheduled to be followed by Barber, but we'll have to wait and see what manager Hank Bauer decides to do, and then we'll go to the top of the batting order with Aparicio. Charlie Lau, officially 0 for 1 tonight. He walked in the third and popped out to Buford in the fifth. Sox leading 3-1. Baltimore broke the shutout in the seventh when Brooks Robinson hit a long home run, his fourth of the year, into the upper left field stands. Sox infield remains the same. Ward, Hanson, Buford, and Skowron, third to first. Caterbury and Robinson in left, center, and right. Romano behind the plate. Horland has the ball. He's ready to go in the eighth. He's winding, and here's the first pitch. It's low and outside for a ball. Ball one. As you tune in late, the Tigers lost their first end of a Twilight Night doubleheader at home tonight. Cleveland beat them by a score of 4-3. Cleveland had 4-8-2. Detroit had 3-7-1. Terry was the winner. Sherry was the loser. Game number two is just getting started. Here's the next pitch to the Baltimore catcher. Swung on, ground ball to the left side. Nice play by Hanson. Here's the peg on to Skowron, and Charlie Lau's a gunner to lead off the eighth. We will now wait. Barber was out in the on-deck circle. He's now being called back. Baltimore down by two runs in the eighth. They're away from home. They've got to play to win this ball game. And let us see who we'll get. With a right-hander, we'll probably get one of their ace left-handed swinging pinch hitters, and it probably will be Russ Snyder. Yep, that's who it is, number eight. Russ Snyder coming out. Snyder has appeared in 14 ball games this year. He has not started one of them. All in pinch hitting roles. Or defensive replacements. And 14 times up, Russ has 7 hits, so he's a 500 hitter. He's having a pretty good year for himself. Fellow who originally came up in the Kansas City organization. Was traded to Baltimore in 1961. Left-hand swinger, Horland. He's winding, and here's the first pitch. Swung on, ground foul to the right side. Skips on past first baseman Skowron, and the ball boy out down the right field line over to pick it up and throw it back in. Elsewhere in the American League, Kansas City remains a 3-1 retains their 3-1 lead over Washington. That ball game is going into the eighth inning at Washington. Doug Camilli hit the first home run for the Washington Senators in more than a week tonight to account for Washington's one run. Wyatt and Ortega in that ballgame. Here's the next pitch, taken inside and low. It almost hit him. It almost hit him right on the top of the toe there. But he ducked away. And it's even up in one ball and one strike. A group of 25 from the Palmer House out here tonight enjoying this game. A great performance by Horland tonight. Our guests of the National Housewares Association, which is conventioneering at the Palmer House during this week, enjoying our city. All right, Horland working on a 1-1 count. Here's the next pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit deep to right center field. Robbie and Barry are both going to be there, and it will be Barry who takes it. Right on the warning track. Little Russ Snyder gave that one quite a charge. But with this very humid weather we're having tonight, the air held that ball up, and Buford and Robinson both, Barry and Robinson both had plenty of time to be there, and Barry picked it off for out number two. That'll bring up Aparicio. Louis 0 for 3 tonight. He has bounced into two double plays. He has also flown out deep to the left fielder, Danny Cater. Cater made a very nice play right in front of the picnic area. That came in the sixth. Louis still a big favorite here. Swinging that bat, right-handed batter. Horland into the windup, and the first pitch is low and inside for ball one. Romano calls time. He wants to have a little chat with Horlan out to the mound. Horlan meets him halfway. We got a beautiful night here. As we said, the humidity is pretty high. It's about 79 degrees, and we're nearing the 10 o'clock mark in Chicago. The Cubs in Houston will be getting started shortly at the Astrodome. Larry Jackson, who's perfect this year at 3-0, will be going against the old right-hand star of the National League, Robin Roberts, who's evened up at 1-1 this year for the Astros. All right, Romano and Horlan both say they're ready now. Joe has the sign he likes. He's into the windup, and here's the pitch. Swung on, hit foul down the left field line. Andy Frainusher off his perch out there to pick it up. So the count is even at 1-1 on Little Louie. As we started to say, still a very big favorite around here in Chicago. Gave the White Sox some real thrills during his years on the South Side and was a big factor in the White Sox winning that 1959 American League Championship. All right. He said again. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, little chopper over the mound. It'll be tough play for Hanson coming in, and he throws, but he cannot get enough steam on it, and the ball just flitted out of Ronnie's hands, so Aparicio will be safe at first. There was a little chop right over the mound. Hanson came in. It was going to be a real tough play. You can see it because it bounded rather high as it went over the mound. Hanson raced in, picked it up, and as he started to throw it, it just sort of fell off his hand. He didn't get anything on it, and the ball just rolled over to Scourin. So Aparicio was on at first base with two out in the eighth inning. And that'll bring up Bleffrey. Bleffrey is 0-2. He's flown out twice to right field, and he walked in the fourth. Kurt, a left-handed batter and a powerful one and a real threat in any ball game. Aparicio on at first. He's a base-stealing threat. They're two runs down. Let's see what Bauer wants to do. Horlan steps off the rubber now as Aparicio gives him a little bit of trouble. Aparicio with a fairly big lead. Horlan is known for not being able to hold players too close. That's sort of one of Joe's bad habits. But Horlan, one of the top right-handers in the league, looks down to get that sign from Romano. He's into the stretch. Takes a look at Aparicio. Aparicio staying. Here's the first pitch inside. Nice stop by Romano as that ball almost got away. So it's ball one to Bleffrey. And now Romano calls time, and he's going out to talk with Horlan. Throwing for the White Sox is Eddie Fisher, the right-hander, and Jack LeMay, the left-hander. Just in case anything should get out of hand. Horlan showed signs of weakening in the seventh. He gave up the leadoff home run to Robinson, Brooks Robinson. Powell then followed with a sharp single to right field. Adair then flew out. And then Paul Blair hit into a double play to get him out of the jam up. All right. Romano back behind the plate now. White Sox outfield around to the right end, fairly deep for Mr. Bleffrey. He hit 24 home runs last year in his rookie season. Horlan into the stretch, taking plenty of time, takes a look at Aparicio. The pitch to the plate is inside again, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Aparicio giving Horlan some fits. Two balls, no strikes. California has gone ahead of New York 3-2. That ball game going into the seventh inning at New York. George Brunette and Whitey Ford, a battle of left-handers in that ball game at the stadium. Orland didn't like the ball and asked for a new one. He's got it now, and he's looking down to get the sign. Once again, he's gone to two fastballs on the first two. Let's see what he tries to do here to get one over. Here's the next pitch, taken right down the pipe for a strike. So Bleffrey, after Horlin was wild on those first two. Probably had instructions to take that first strike, which he did. It is now two balls and a strike, and Aparicio didn't move an inch on that play. Manager Stanky is motioning Floyd Robinson to move over a little bit in right field and watch that line. All right. He's ready to go again. Takes a look at Aparicio. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball, hit deep to right field, but Robinson is going to be in the track. He's got to move about three steps, and he's got it to retire the side. Manager Stanky must have known something because he, as we just said, he moved Robinson over a little closer to the line, and when Robinson was set out there, he didn't have to move more than a step to take that fly ball off the bat of Curt Pleffrey. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score as we go into the White Sox half of the eighth inning here at Chicago is the Chicago White Sox, 3 runs on 4 hits, and the Baltimore Orioles, 1 run on 5 hits. You know, all men know about women drivers, but it might surprise some men to know that there's an area where women show mighty good sense, and that's in the matter of money problems. You should know, gentlemen, thousands of women, like sound businessmen, solve their financial problems by borrowing when extra cash is needed. Many, I'm glad to say, use the General Finance Loan Company. You see, the folks at General Finance know as much about a lady's special money problems, like budget balancing and home upkeep, as they do about a man's. So, of course, women can get a loan from General Finance in a pleasant, business-like way. And what could be more convenient for a busy woman? She just picks up the phone and calls General Finance's friendly Bob Adams at Andover 3-2020. And in minutes, her loan is arranged. Later, when it's convenient, a quick visit to General Finance Loan puts the money in her hands. So, be you man or woman, when you need extra cash, get $25 up to $5,000 with one phone call to General Finance's friendly Bob Adams. Just call Andover 3-2020. General Finance, open Monday and Friday evenings until 7:30. White Sox half of number 8, Don Buford, Floyd Robinson, and Pete Ward set to lead it off, and we will get a new pitcher. It looks like it's going to be the junk man, Stu Miller. Miller is making his 9th appearance for Baltimore this year. He's pitched a total of 18 innings, and in 18 innings he's given up four runs. Two of them are earned, for an earned run average of 1.00. In those 18 innings, he has struck out 20 men. So figure that out. 20 men, and he has walked only 2. He has not given up any home run balls, and he does not have any record this year. One of the top relief pitchers in baseball, Miller, coming on in to try to halt the White Sox to see if Baltimore can get back in this ballgame in the top of the 9th inning. While he was in there, Barber went 7 innings. Gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, walked 4, and struck out 5. And with the exception of that one inning, he looked pretty good. In the 6th, the White Sox scored their 2 runs. Miller is getting his warm-ups in now, so you're not missing any action. Cater led off the inning by flying to center field. Buford followed with a line shot single to right. Was followed by Floyd Robinson, who hit one just inside the bag down the right field line, right past first baseman Boog Powell, and that moved Buford around to third base. Ward then popped out to third baseman Brooks Robinson, but Scourin, with 2 outs, delivered a line shot single to right field, which scored both Buford and Robinson and put the White Sox 2 runs out in front by a score of, that made the score at that time, 3-1. And those 2 runs now have proved to be the lead in this ball game, and Romano followed Scourin's line shot single to right when he lined out to third baseman Brooks Robinson. So it was very obvious on all those hits, and even on 2 of the outs, the ball was pretty well hit. All right, Stu Miller says he's ready. Let's check Baltimore defensively, see if everybody's in the same spot. Yes, they are. Bleffrey's in left field. Center fielder is Blair. Frank Robinson is in right field. Brooks Robinson, Aparicio, Adair, and Powell from third to first a battery now of Stu Miller and Charlie Lau. Leading off is Buford. He's 1 for 3, a single in the sixth, and he scored the White Sox second run. Here's the first pitch, inside and low, looked like a screwball, but it was way out of the strike zone, ball one. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are tied 1-1 in the seventh at Philadelphia tonight. Vernon Law, who's 0-2, and Jim Bunning, who's 1-2, are on the mound there at Connie Mack. Here's the next pitch to Buford. Swinging a high pop-up infield, left side. Aparicio and Robinson are both there. It's going to be Aparicio who takes it for the first out. So Buford pops to Aparicio to lead off the bottom of the eighth for the Sox. Elsewhere in the National League, Atlanta has a 3-0 lead over Cincinnati tonight. Hank Aaron hit a 3-run homer, his 6th of the season, in the 3rd inning to give the Braves a 3-0 lead. Denny Lamaster, who's perfect at 3-0, he's going for number 4 tonight against Joey Jay in that ballgame. This afternoon, the Mets beat the Cardinals 5-2, Dennis Riband over Bob Gibson. So you're all caught up. Los Angeles and San Francisco, Drysdale and Shaw, they'll be getting started out there in about an hour or so. So the National League, only one final in, and that's the New York-St. Louis game that took place this afternoon. Here's Robinson. Robbie 1 for 3. Robbie was waiting over in the on-deck circle, and then he decided to go back and he wanted to put a little more rosin on the bats. Robbie bounced into a double play in the first, flew out to right fielder Robinson in the third, and doubled and scored the White Sox third run in the sixth inning. When the White Sox came up with a single, a double, and a single to score 2 runs. Here's the first pitch, high and inside, and it's ball one. You know, someone once said that Stu Miller has 3 pitches, slow, slower, and slower. I believe it. Really throws the junk, but he, as we said, he's one of the top relief pitchers in baseball. Here's the next pitch. Swung weakly, left side. Robinson's going to have an easy peg over to Powell, and Floyd Robinson's a goner for 2 outs in the eighth. A real weak chop down to Robinson. Had no trouble. One of those real routine grounders. Pegged it on to Powell, and it's 2 outs in the eighth. That'll bring up Pete Ward 0-for-3 tonight. Struck out in the second. Bounced out in the fourth and popped out in the sixth. Ward's been in a little bit of a slump. He only has 3 hits in his last 32 times up. But he was in the cleanup spot tonight. All right, left-handed batter swings that bat. Here's the pitch. High pop over here to the left side. It's going to be way out of play, and it'll be strike one. We got a letter the other day from a Mr. Bob Jackson, who listens along our White Sox baseball line in Jacksonville, Florida, and he asked if it was true that Pete is from Canada. And the answer to that is yes. Pete was born in Montreal, now makes his home in Portland, Oregon. Miller with a new ball, scuffing it up. Into the windup, here's the next pitch. Swung on and fouled off again, this time on the right field line. He got around on one of those slow pitches and fouled it to the right. The first pitch, you could see that Ward was trying to just time it and wrap it right over third baseman Brooks Robinson's head. But he swung a little bit too early and fouled that one off, and he just fouled the second one off, and it's 0-2. Robinson, Aparicio, Adair, and Powell, third to first. Lau behind the plate. Relief pitcher Stu Miller, he's the second one of the night. Steve Barber went the first 7 and gave up 3 runs, and the Sox are leading by a score of 3-1. Miller is winding. The 0-2 pitch to Ward. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ward swung weakly at that pitch, and he has struck out. So in the eighth inning for the White Sox, it's 3-up, 3-down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And the score at the end of 8 full innings at Chicago is the Chicago White Sox, 3 runs on 4 hits. The Baltimore Orioles, 1 run on 5 hits. Sports records are made to be broken. You know, that's a popular quip these days, and it's true enough. And in the world of business, General Finance Loan Company breaks all records. Today, from years of experience and improvements, General Finance makes it fast and convenient to borrow the money you need. One quick phone call to friendly Bob is really all it takes to arrange your loan from General Finance. Andover 32020, that's your lucky number. The folks at General Finance can handle all the details for you and do it so quickly that your money is ready for you to pick up in almost no time at all. You can get $25 up to $5,000, and chances are you're within minutes of a General Finance office right now. So, you can stop off on your way home from work tomorrow or while you're out shopping. So why not put an end to those nagging money worries you might have? Right now, why not give friendly Bob a call at Andover 32020. Open Monday and Friday evenings until 7:30. General Finance. All right, this could be it. We're going into the top of the ninth inning. It'll be Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, and Boog Powell, three big long ball hitters who could really spell a little trouble for Mr. Horland tonight. And really ruin a night if they should start wrapping that ball around. Robinson, Frank Robinson, is 0 for 3. He's bounced out, hit into a double play, and flown to center fielder Berry. Brooks Robinson is 1 for 3, a home run. And Powell is 2 for 3. Struck out the first time up and came back with singles to center and to right field. Defensively for the White Sox, Tommy McCraw has gone in to play first base. Scourin is out of the ballgame. But everywhere else, let's check. Everybody else is in their proper place. Horland starting the ninth. He winds and fires and is taken inside for a ball, ball one. Here's a later score. They're going into the ninth inning at Washington. Kansas City still leads 3-1. Wyatt and Ortega. Here's the next pitch to Robinson. Swinging a long fly ball, hit deep to left field. Cater's going to be back by the wall, and he cannot get it. It's off the top of the wall. It's rolling back. Robinson is going to have at least a double. Berry up with the ball and firing it into second base, but Robinson is in there safely with a stand-up double. Robinson hit a long blast off the wall in left center. Cater went way back, leaped up, but it bounced off the top of his glove, and it rolled back towards the infield, and Robinson is in at second base with a stand-up double to lead off the ninth inning. Throwing in the White Sox bullpen, Harder is Jack LeMay, a left-hander, and Eddie Fisher, a right-hander. We will now have to wait and see what happens here. Brooks Robinson, the batter. Brooks hit a long home run, his fourth of the season, into the upper deck and left the last time up. Romano is out at the mound talking with Horland. Stanky is in the dugout. He has not made a move yet. Staying right where he is. Stanky is now up, motioning Robinson in right field to move over a little bit to right center with Robinson up. Robinson, a strong pull hitter. All right. Romano behind the plate, back now. Talking with plate umpire Ed Runge. Shylock is at first, Hurley at second, Bill McKinley at third. We are in the ninth. There is one out. The Sox with a two-run lead, but it is in a little bit of danger right now. With a leadoff line shot double off the wall in left center by Frank Robinson. Here's Here's the first pitch to Brooks Robinson, taken for a strike right on the outside corner, and it's strike one. They're going into the ninth in New York. The Angels leading the Yankees 3-2, so George Brunette could pick up his first victory of the year if he can hold on. Going against Whitey Ford tonight. Forlan taking plenty of time. Forlan looking down to get the sign. He's into the stretch. Takes a look at Robinson. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep to left field. It's going to be caught easy by Cater, and he's got it. So that's one out. Brooks lifted a high fly ball left field. Wasn't too deep. Medium left. And Cater had no trouble with it. So that's one out. That'll bring up Powell, a left-hander. And manager Stanky is now walking out to the mound. Very slowly. As we said, Powell has reached him twice here tonight with sharp singles to center field to lead off the fifth inning. And he followed Robinson's home run with a sharp single to right in the seventh. The first time up in the second, he was an easy out when he went fishing for one of Horland's fastballs that was a little bit outside the strike zone, but he got him anyway. But Powell is 2-for-3 tonight, and Stanky is talking with Horland. And while he is, we'll get a chance to go over those scores again. First of all, in the first of two at Detroit, Cleveland beat the Tigers by a score of 4-3. Ralph Terry was the winner. Larry Sherry was the loser. Two home runs in the ball game. Wagner hit his third for Cleveland. And McAuliffe came back with his fourth of the season for Detroit. Kansas City and Washington are in the ninth at Washington. The A's lead the Senators 3-1. And California leads the Yankees 3-2. They're in the ninth at New York now. All right, Stanky is back. Back to the dugout. And Horland is going to stay in. Here's the first pitch to Powell. Swung on, fly ball. It's going to go foul down the right field line. It was hit fairly deep, but it was foul all the way, and it's strike one. So Powell had no trouble getting around, and that was a fastball by Horland. And Romano has now met Horland halfway between the pitcher's mound and the plate, and he's talking to him. Pete Ward has come over to join in. Tommy McCraw shouts something from first base. One out, one on. Sox ahead by 2-3-1. We're in the top of the ninth inning at Chicago. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, ground ball, right side. Runner will go to third, but the play will be at first, and Powell is out. Buford to McCraw. That was another routine ground ball to Buford. Hit right at him. On the play, Robinson advances to third base. There are now two outs. Jerry Adair is due to bat, and he will come out and bat for himself. Jerry is 0-for-3 tonight. He bounced out to Buford in the second, flew out to Cater in the fifth, and flew out to Barry in the seventh, but that time he flew out very deep. Barry was about 6 feet in front of the bullpen wall when he caught that one. Two outs now in the ninth. The White Sox are one out away from taking their fourth game of the year from these Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore has not beaten the White Sox yet. The Sox came up with 3 victories in a row on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of May in Baltimore, as you recall, when the White Sox threw 2 shutouts at them and only gave them 6 hits in 3 games. And that included a one-hitter by Juan Pizarro. You'll remember that one, as he lost the no-hitter in the 6th inning on a line shot single by Bob Johnson. Horland now with a runner on third base. He's one out away from victory. Horland is winding, and here's the pitch. Inside and low, a nice save, and it's ball one. Ball one, no strikes. White Sox outfield, deep, swung around to the left for a right-handed swinging Jerry Adair. Horland doesn't like that baseball, and he's throwing it back in. He wants Runge to throw him out a new one. The White Sox, don't forget, will have a ladies' day here Thursday. So you gals will want to get out here and get in for that one. And after that game Thursday, they will take off and fly to New York, where they play Friday night, Saturday night, and a single game on Sunday. And they'll be back here on Memorial Day Monday to play the Boston Red Sox in a twin bill. All right, Horland is now set again. He's winding, and here's the pitch. Swung on, a high fly ball. It's going to be all over Kenny Berry in short center field. He's got it, and the White Sox win the ball game by a score of 3-1. In the ninth inning for Baltimore, they came up with no runs on one hit, a long double off the wall by Frank Robinson. No errors and one man left. So the final score in this ball game is the Chicago White Sox 3 and the Baltimore Orioles 1. And I'll be back in 60 seconds with a recap on tonight's ball game. Team excellence. Those are good words to describe your General Finance Loan Company. Good word to describe the Chicago White Sox player tonight also. You know, whenever you need money, the well-organized abilities of many men and women are at your services immediately. You simply make one quick phone call to General Finance's friendly Bob Adams at Andover 32020, and then friendly Bob and his team of financial experts go to work. And when you're ready, you can stop by at the General Finance office. Find your money ready and waiting. $25 up to $5,000, and the minute you walk into that office, you'll be met by the famous General Finance hospitality. That makes all your dealings with them very, very pleasant. Every day, General Finance gives thousands of men and women this same fast personal service on all kinds of loans. And that's the result of team excellence. And that's the reason most people remember, for ready cash on the line, call friendly Bob Adams at Andover 32020. That's General Finance Loan Company, open Monday and Friday evenings until 7:30. Well, in a very well-pitched game here tonight by both pitchers, Barber and Joe Horland, the White Sox were victorious by a score of 3-1. For the winning Chicago White Sox, it was 3 runs on 4 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher was Joe Horland. And Joe is now 4-0 this year. How do you like them apples? For the losing Baltimore Orioles, it was 1 run on 6 hits and no errors. The losing pitcher was Steve Barber. He is now 4-3 on the season. One home run in the ball game. It was by Brooks Robinson. It was the only run they got off Joe tonight. It came in the seventh inning, leading off the seventh, and it was Brooks Robinson's 4th home run of the year. Well, that's it from White Sox Park tonight. As we mentioned a little bit earlier, we will be back tomorrow night, Wednesday, and tomorrow night it'll be these same two teams, the White Sox and Baltimore, and Baltimore is going to throw Dick Hall at us, a big fire-throwing right-hander, and the White Sox will come back with Johnny Bizarre. So two right-handers, Hall and Bizarre, tomorrow night on the WCFL White Sox baseball game of the day. And also, don't forget to remind, I want to remind you ladies once again, that Thursday is Ladies' Day, so see if you can get out here, but if not, stick with us on WCFL radio. We're going to be back in 60 seconds with the baseball scoreboard show, if your network station carries it along the line out there. Stay tuned, but if not, we'll see you tomorrow night on WCFL with the big game between the White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. And the White Sox win here tonight, coupled with Detroit's first game loss to Cleveland, puts the White Sox at this moment exactly a half a game out of first place in the American League. And if Cleveland should be lucky and take that second game from Detroit, the White Sox will be tied with Detroit for the leadership of the American League. So we'll see you tomorrow night. And if your station carries the scoreboard, stick with us. This is Bruce Dumont along with Bertie Cavuto saying so long from Chicago and reminding that this is the WCFL Chicago White Sox Baseball Network. This is WCFL Chicago 10 Radio. We're back here at White Sox Park in Chicago for the Musical Scoreboard Show, brought to you by a friendly Bob Adams and the General Finance Loan Company. Well, the White Sox really looked hot here tonight. They beat Baltimore by a score of 3-1, and Joe Horland looked great again. For the winning Chicago White Sox, it was 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors. For the losing Baltimore Orioles, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. Horland was the winner. He has now won 4 ball games this year and has not lost one. And the losing pitcher was left-hander, the starter, Steve Barber, who has now won 4 and lost 3. And 2 of those 3 losses have been at the hands of the Chicago White Sox. Elsewhere in the American League, we'll go, first of all, we'll remind you that there was only one home run in tonight's ballgame. That was in the 7th. It was the only run they got off Joe Horland. It was the 4th home run of the year for Brooks Robinson. That was leading off the 7th, only one home run in the ballgame. The White Sox scored their 2 runs, which turned out to be the winning margin in the 6th inning. Cater led off the 6th by flying out to center fielder Blair. Buford followed with a line shot single to right. Robinson followed with a line shot double just inside the bag down the right field line, which moved Buford over to third base. Ward then popped out, making it 2 outs, and then on a 2-2 pitch, Moose Scourin wrapped one right past second baseman Jerry Adair into right field, which scored both Buford and Robinson with 2 runs, which turned out to be the winning blow here tonight. Romano ended the inning by lining sharply to third baseman Brooks Robinson. So the White Sox victorious by a score of 3-1. And that victory, coupled with Detroit's first game loss, they're playing a twilight nighter in Detroit between the Tigers and the Indians tonight. And Detroit's loss in that first game and the White Sox win here tonight moves the White Sox to within a half a game of first place. And if Cleveland can come back and sweep that doubleheader and beat Detroit in game number 2, the White Sox and Detroit will be tied for the lead in the American League. In that first game at Detroit tonight, Cleveland defeated them by a score of 4-3. For the winning Cleveland Indians, it was 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Ralph Terry, the ex-Yankee, got the win. He's now 3-1. The losing Tigers, it was 3-7-1. Larry Sherry, the ex-Dodger, took the loss. He is now 1-2 and lost 1. Dave Wickersham started the game, but Sherry was the victim of a 3-run homer by Leon Wagner, which is Wagner's 3rd of the year. And that 3-run blast came in the 8th inning, which gave the Cleveland Indians a 4-3 victory over Detroit. Detroit was leading 3-1 at the time. Detroit had a 2-run homer earlier in the game by Dick McAuliffe. That was Dick's 4th home run of the year. In the 2nd inning of game number 2, there is no score in the ballgame. Sam McDowell, a left-hander who's 2-0, against another left-hander, Denny McLain, 2-0. Battle of two great lefties up there, McDowell and McLain. That is in game 2 at Tiger Stadium in Detroit. Here's a final in from Washington. The Kansas City A's defeated the Washington Senators by a score of 3-1. For the winning Athletics, it was 3 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. For the losing Washington Senators, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. Johnny Wyatt was the winner. He's now 3-1. The losing pitcher was Phil Ortega. He's now 0-4. Doug Tomilli had 1 home run. That was his first. It came in the 8th inning with nobody on. And as we said, that's the first home run Washington has hit in quite a while. California and New York are in the 9th inning. The Yankees are up for their last shot at George Brunette. The California Angels are leading by a score of 3-2. Brunette started. He's gone all the way. He's 0-3 for the California Angels. Hopefully he will be picking up win number 1 tonight in New York. Whitey Ford started. He's now 1-2 on the season. And we'll have to wait and see if there's any change on that record. We understand that Steve Hamilton came in the 6th inning, so Hamilton is now on the mound at New York. Minnesota and Boston were rained out. And we're going to get back with those mighty important National League scores, but right now on the Musical Scoreboard, we're going to take time out and send you back to the studio for Horst Jankowski and a trip through the Black Forest. Thank you. Horst Jankowski and a trip through the Black Forest. We'll get to the National League scores in just a moment. But first, you know, many things appear to be simple when actually they're very hard to do. Fortunately, when it comes to borrowing money from the General Finance Loan Company, it really is just as uncomplicated as it sounds. All you do is pick up the phone and call General Finance's Friendly Bob Adams at Andover 32020. Friendly Bob arranges your loan right on the phone in minutes, and later that same day, if you wish, you can visit General Finance and leave with the money. So if you're a working man or woman, get from $25 up to $5,000 just that fast. At General Finance, it really is pleasant to get the extra needed cash that's needed. The worrying and waiting that you might associate with borrowing money simply doesn't exist at General Finance. So, why fret over money problems a minute longer? Go to your phone and call General Finance at Andover 32020 and talk to General Finance's Friendly Bob Adams. Open Monday and Friday evenings until 7:30. In the National League, only one final in, and that was played this afternoon at St. Louis. The Mets defeated the Cardinals by a score of 5-2. For the winning Mets, it was 5 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. The losing Cardinals had 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Dennis Rybant, he's now 1-0. The losing pitcher was Bob Gibson. He's now 3-2. 2 home runs in that ballgame, and ironically, they were hit by the 2 third basemen who changed uniforms over the fall. Ken Boyer hit one against his old teammates. That was his 2nd of the year. And Charlie Smith hit one against his old teammates. Smith, of course, with the Cardinals now, hit one against the Mets, and that was his first of the season. That came in the 3rd inning with nobody on. The Cubs will be playing at Houston later on this evening. Jackson, Larry Jackson, 3-0, a right-hander against another right-hander and another great one. Robin Roberts, who's now 1-1 on the season. They will be getting started, in about 15, 20 minutes at the Astrodome in Houston. Los Angeles is at San Francisco. Don Drysdale, 3-1, and Bob Shaw, who's perfect at 4-0. They will be getting started out in San Francisco also in about 15 or 20 minutes. Here's another final just in off the ticker. Pittsburgh defeated the Philadelphia Phillies in a close one by a score of 2-1 in Philadelphia tonight. Pittsburgh had 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Vernon Law picked up his first victory of the year. He's lost twice. No home runs in that ballgame. Philadelphia had 1 run, 4 hits, and one error. Jim Bunning was the losing pitcher. He is now 1-1, and he lost his 2nd ball game of the year tonight. Atlanta and Denny LeMasters still have a shutout going over Cincinnati. That ball game is going into the bottom of the ninth. Cincinnati up for their last shot at Denny. Atlanta leading by a score of 3-0. Joey Jay started. He was 0-2 on the year. It looks up that he may pick up loss number 3 tonight. He was replaced by Billy McCool in the 6th inning, and McCool, as far as we know, is still or was still on the mound to pitch the Atlanta 9th inning. 1 home run in the ball game. It was hit by Hank Aaron, and it was hit in the 1st inning. It was a 3-run homer. So those National League scores once again. Finals that are in. St. Louis dropped one to the Mets today by a score of 5-2 at home in St. Louis. Pittsburgh defeated Philadelphia 2-1. Atlanta leads Cincinnati 3-1, with Cincinnati up for their last shot in the bottom of the ninth at Cincinnati. And in 2 games that have not started yet, the Cubs and Larry Jackson take on Robin Roberts and the Houston Astros in Houston in about 15 minutes, as do the Los Angeles Dodgers and Don Drysdale. They will be out at San Francisco to take on the Giants and Bob Shaw. Recapping quickly the American League, the White Sox repeating that score again, beat Baltimore by a score of 3-1. Detroit lost their first game to Cleveland by a score of 4-3. No score in the 2nd game of their Twilight Night doubleheader. Kansas City defeated Washington 3-1. California and New York are in the bottom of the ninth at New York. California leads New York 3-2. Minnesota and Boston were postponed in Boston because of rain. And the White Sox victory here tonight, coupled with Detroit's first game loss to Cleveland, at this moment puts the White Sox a half a game out in the American League race. And if Cleveland can come back and win that 2nd game, the White Sox and Detroit will be tied for the American League lead. So until we greet you again tomorrow night, when hopefully the White Sox will be tied for first place in the American League, this is Bruce Dumont, along with Bernie Caputo, reminding you to tune in tomorrow night at 6:40, when Bernie's guest will be Frank Robinson, the star right fielder of the Baltimore Orioles. From Chicago's White Sox Park, This is Bruce Dumont for Bernie Cabuto saying good night and have a pleasant evening. This is WCFL, the Chicago White Sox Baseball Network and Voice of Labor in Chicago. Stay tuned now for the Barney Pipp program.